Hi, Megan.
Hi, Victor.
How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you? Hi, Larry.
This is Carrie, not Larry.
Oh my God, Carrie's gonna kill us.
What resolutions are you not going to keep?
Well, typically I don't set resolutions that I'm not going to keep because typically I just don't set resolutions.
Yeah, nobody wants to keep them. That's why.
If you're setting something only at the beginning of the year, then it's not going to be sustainable. You know, it takes 30 days to build a new habit and 3 months to get rid of an old habit. So if you really want to start something fresh and new, you got to make sure that you're doing it consistently for 30 days and being able to get rid of an older habit that you don't want so much over 3 months. So I feel very sufficient in all my habits that I have.
Thoughts by Megan.
So how do we put that to a test? Do I have to try for 90 days to get rid of a habit? And do I try for 30 days to get a new habit and see which one actually sticks and disappears?
So what I would recommend is replacing an old habit with something new, something good.
Can I replace a bad with a bad?
Honey, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Super duper.
Okay, so hi, Megan.
Hi.
Welcome to Wine Unicorn.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, I mean, you're part of Wine Unicorn. You're no longer like a special guest. That stopped a long time ago.
Am I? Oh, I'm so privileged.
And Professor and Marianne
are part of the regular cast. Yay.
Yes, we are.
I feel like we're the replacements when Carrie can't be here.
We're the add-ons and the fill-ins.
Unfortunately, Larry and Megan, Carrie has been busy starting her new job with a luxury French retail brand in the heart of the shopping experience in Orange County.
Well, I live in wine experience country, which is Paso Robles. Let's continue this.
Oh, snap.
Obviously, we have Larry here joining us. Thank you, Larry. We're so happy that you're here with us.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, are you like a disc jockey?
This is my Larry voice, not my...
From like the 1980s?
Yeah. And we're
Wine Unicorn.
Together, we combine our powers and bring you the best of
wine,
food,
and TV.
So yeah, I'm excited that the three of us are all here today. This is going to be a super fun episode. We are going to do a mini field trip in between you guys. Surprise! Woo! So here we go. We are going to Oregon, a very magical place.
We're going to Hood River.
Hood River.
Where the hoods go to hood.
Sounds pretty magical.
Sounds kind of gangster, to be honest with you.
Which means magical. I'm in.
I mean, all three of my dogs have gangster chains now. I got them all matching ones for Christmas.
They do. They're so cute.
I love it.
And I feel like the Hood River and their gangster chains just go hand in hand. So I just have to say that.
Hood River.
Those that sounds like you're barking. What is that?
It's my other voice.
Okay. Anyways. Okay, you guys. Let's just get to the point here. We're going to have a good time. And it's going to be a quickie. Quickie, you guys.
Well, yeah. I don't do quickies.
Oh. I do.
So will this be a to be continued? We'll never know. There's only one way to find out. It'll be at the end of the episode. So, guys, how should we get to Oregon?
The wine jet is parked.
The what?
The wine jet. It's been getting fixed.
Was something wrong with it before?
No, I was actually just getting some updates.
What kind of updates?
Just magical updates. You're making me think too hard.
Well, you know, like I had to redo the interior. You know, it's been COVID, so I had to like update that, like the look and the feel. I needed some like software updates and I needed a little tune-up. So I was in the shop for a bit, but it's all good to go now. You know, supply chain issues definitely contributed to the longevity of our wine jet availability.
Okay, so we're all going on the wine jet. We're getting on and we are heading over to
Hood River, Oregon.
Hood River, Oregon.
Yeah.
Let's go, everybody.
Unicorn's gonna bring it to you.
A wine unicorn.
Wine unicorn.
Wine Unicorn. All right, it's time for wine number one.
Woohoo!
Wow, look at us. We're here in Hood River.
Ooh.
The hoodiest river ever.
Oh, so magical.
So rivery. So much green around here.
It's very wet.
Oh, so wet.
No comment.
Oh, dear. So, Megan, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Magical Wonders Behold by Upside Down Wine. It's a Cab Franc Pet Knot 2020, and it's $30.
Ooh.
Magical.
Sexy.
Is it sexy? I don't know about sexy. Sexy is not the right word for this, I think.
Affordable.
What can you tell us about the winery, Megan?
Well, first, Victor, why don't you tell us how you magically became aware of this wine?
Well, it happened a long time ago in a place far, far away called Instagram.
Oh.
And I saw this wonderful, most magical, beautiful bottle of a sparkling rosé that had a beautiful unicorn running on a rainbow. And I said, we need to have this now. Take my money. Next thing you know, it's like I ordered a couple bottles and here they are. And we're doing this. That's how I found this wine. What can you tell us about the winery, Megan?
Well, there is not too much information about this winery, but what I will share is that at Upside Down, we strive to produce the wines of outstanding quality that show true balance and a sense of place, letting the vineyard express itself while guiding the juice through our winemaking practices with minimal intervention and indigenous yeast. What's really cool is that they also donate 20% of their proceeds to helping the community. So there is purpose behind their wine and what they do in the community, which is really nice. But Victor, I think what would be really cool for you to share is the whole technique of how they produce this wine.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any fun facts.
You always have fun facts.
Nope. Mm-mm. Hey, I got a fun fact.
Wow.
So my fun fact, Pet Knot is a naturally sparkling wine, and the process to making this naturally sparkling wine was developed in the 16th century. So it is the oldest way of making sparkling wine, you guys. It is also the result of a single continuous fermentation. All right, those are the fun facts. So, let's get right into it, you guys. We are having Magical Wonders Behold. It is a 2020 Cab Franc Sparkling Rosé.
By Upside Down Wine.
$30. Are you kidding me? $30?
Make me holla, honey boo-boo child.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it? We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
The color.
I gave it a pale apricot and gold with a light fog.
And Larry?
Yeah, I put peach, salmonish, and then I also put deep apricot color. So there was an array of colors in there for me. The clarity, I did put light fog. How about you, Victor?
Okay, and I put peach / salmon color for this and hazy.
The overall smell and intensity.
I said it was pleasant and nice, and it was between light and average.
And Larry?
I put aromatic and strong. And how about you, Victor?
And I put aromatic and average.
Okay, we're all over the place.
Just a little bit, sorry.
The aromas detected.
Guava and nectarine, but specifically reminded me of eating those little Asian candies, the Hi-Chews. That's what it really smelled like to me.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Carrie, do you want to go first?
No, it's okay, Larry. Just go ahead and pass. Okay, I'll go ahead and go with Victor.
That's so nice of Carrie.
Thank you,
Carrie.
I know. She's quiet tonight. So anyways, I got some floral in the nose. Don't know what kind of floral, but I got floral. Passion fruit. And then in my notes, I have something citrusy as well. There was another aroma in there, I think, that I couldn't figure out. So, anyways, Victor, go ahead.
Okay, well, I got peach, guava, and floral. I could not distinguish my floral. I felt like I was walking through some type of garden, or actually a group of fruit trees, and they were all blooming at the same time, and I could not distinguish which one it was.
The flavors.
We are having Magical Wonders Behold. It is a 2020 Cab Franc Sparkling Rosé.
By Upside Down Wine.
$30. Are you kidding me? $30? Megan, go.
I detected some nuttiness, honeysuckle, and watermelon.
And what about your acidity?
I said mouthwatering, and I said it was semi-sweet, and the overall taste was very good.
And Larry?
So I got apple and grapefruit and mango, and then I got some zest. In the acidity, I got semi-sharp, and the dryness and sweetness, I got dry, and then the overall taste, I got outstanding.
What about you, Carrie? What'd you get?
Pass, please. Thank you.
Okay. Well, then I got nectarine / peach, some citrus blossom and floral, which kind of combines my little mystery floral situation that I was experiencing earlier. I definitely got cream, as in heavy cream, and I enjoyed that part, by the way, and a hint of honey. But my most unique flavor that I pulled out of this was watermelon Jolly Rancher, and that for me was definitely all over the place.
The Jolly Rancher lives.
It lives on forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my acidity was very tart. I thought it was semi-dry. And my overall taste was... outstanding.
Magical.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I said lingering 30 to 45 seconds.
And Larry?
I was liking me some long. 45 seconds to a minute.
And I said 30 to 45 seconds, lingering.
The balance.
I said harmonious.
Larry?
I said harmonious. What about you, Victor? And you better get the answer right.
Oh my god, I did get harmonious. So let's all cheers about for this one.
Yay! Yay! Cheers! Yes. Yay!
The complexity.
I said it was a roller coaster ride.
And Larry, what about you?
I put like a speeding car on the freeway.
And I also said like a speeding car on the freeway. But then again, who am I to argue with our rosé and sparkling expert?
So the smell and the taste were different. So that's why I gave it a roller coaster.
Guess what time it is, you guys?
Wine vision!
Story time.
Yeah! Wine vision. Story time.
Who has one? Does anybody have a story?
I do.
Oh, go ahead, Megan.
So, this wine makes me think about if I was on the beach, which I love being on the beach, and being all golden and bronze, and I decided while drinking champagne that I was kind of hungry and wanted something fruity to eat. And so I decided to go up to the snack bar, and they had haichus, and so I decided to grab some haichus.
Of course they did.
And eat some haichus and drink some champagne while I tan on the beach. Thank you.
That is a very vivid picture in my mind.
I love that. Did I get skin cancer just listening to that? Because I feel like I did.
No, not if you wear sunblock.
Okay, you're right. Okay. I had so much sunblock on.
Point taken.
Yeah, you know me very well. I got all the sunblock on. So... okay, Larry, do you
have a story? I have a story too.
Okay,
yeah.
Go for it.
Like when you go to brunch, you know how when they always bring you out like the juices if you're doing a mimosa and then you kind of like put them together and so forth? To me, this is like the completed package of me not even having to mix the juices into the sparkling wine. It's already done for me. So yeah, that's what it is. I feel like I told you, what did I say? It was mango and grapefruit juice. And typically those are juices that are just kind of like brought separately out. And in the sparkling, I feel like it's already there.
So it's like a pre-made Bellini.
Yeah. They did all the work for me and I'm just like enjoying it. And on top of it, you could already tell it's a good sparkling wine. So it's just going to be a great experience.
I 100% agree. I can literally see that. And I am going there with you both because I feel like I would also be enjoying this pre-made Bellini while having haichu, getting a suntan at the beach.
With your butt out.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go ahead and keep on going. So for me, you guys, this evokes a feeling.
Evokes.
This evokes a feeling. It's not so much of like a vision. So this evokes a feeling of hope and happiness.
Evokes.
And it lets me know that a bright future lies ahead. nothing but sunshine and rainbows, no matter how powerful the storm is that you're going through.
Evokes.
That was deep, hun.
That's just happiness there, right there.
You should put that into a quote and then post it.
I totally will.
It'll inspire millions of people.
I'm even going to make t-shirt with that.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
2022, woo, mm-hmm. And then quote.
Happiness and hope and rainbows and sunshine.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah.
And all that stuff.
Total assessment.
We are having Magical Wonders Behold. It is a 2020 Cab Franc Sparkling Rosé.
By Upside Down Wine.
$30. Are you kidding me? $30? Megan, your total assessment.
I recommend it to everyone. People who don't like sweet wines might not like this, even though this is not really sweet, but I believe everyone will like it.
I do agree with you. I feel like people who experience all of the fruit coming out of this wine are going to instantly think that this is a sweet wine, but
it's not.
It's not a sweet wine, and it's fantastic. Larry, go.
Yeah, so I put highly recommend and to everybody.
And why?
And because I don't always enjoy sparkling rosés. There's only like one or two sparkling rosés that I like. And now I love this one as well.
What about you, Carrie? Any comments, anything?
No comments on this one. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Carrie. So I highly recommend this and to everybody. Very simple. It's going to make you feel like you're a unicorn running on a rainbow. So this label is true to the beautiful juice that's inside, because the label is literally a unicorn running on a rainbow. And that's literally what it makes me feel like. Everybody needs to have this because of that.
I love the label.
It's definitely just true to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, TV show. Does anybody have a TV?
I do!
But I guess Megan's going first.
Okay, no Carrie yet. Megan, what's your TV show?
So this wine reminds me of the Sex and the City reboot called And Just Like That, because it just lets us know that there's always a next chapter in our lives and it can be happy and hopeful, just like 2022. Thank you.
Oh.
What about you, Carrie?
Yes, I do. So you know how I love me some Jonas Brothers, right? I was watching the Jonas Brothers roast. And yeah, this wine just reminds me of that, because that show just made me so happy because I love the Jonas Brothers. So does this wine. So yay, Jonas Brothers.
That's so wonderful, Carrie. Wow.
That's why I wasn't talking so much, because I was bebopping to the Jonas Brothers music in my hand. Do, do, do. I don't know either.
Wow, Carrie's gonna kill you, by the way.
Carrie, that's fantastic. You know, I had no idea you had such a strong passion for the Jonas Brothers.
I do.
Neither did I.
I love me some Joe Jonas, Nick and Kevin. Yay!
Wine Uniscore.
Megan, what's your wine Uniscore?
I gave it 9 full-size unicorns.
And Larry, how many unicorns?
I gave it 9 unicorns.
And Carrie, anything?
10 Jonas Brothers unicorns. Yay!
My God. Okay, and I gave this a solid 10 unicorns. This really impressed me. I cannot believe that I loved this wine this much. One, I'm not a fan of bubbles to begin with. And two, when we got this bottle, it had that sediment in there. And that sediment made me think, like, oh no, like, what direction is this going to go in? Because we've had other bottles in the past with the sediment, and it's like, oh, this is our unfiltered wine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they try to, like, hype it up, and then you taste it, and you're like, this is delicious. Or, oh God, what am I drinking? Why is this in my mouth? Get it out, you know?
What is this hippie shit?
Yeah. So, anyways, this was perfection. It was so much fun. So, that's it. Oh my God, what a great quick field trip to
Hood River, Oregon.
Hood River, Oregon.
It was super hoodie and in the river.
Yes, and that was so quick. Let's go back to Paso. Back on the plane, everyone.
Let's go.
Back on the jet.
Woo. Come on, Jonas Brothers.
Hurry up, Carrie.
Up to Jonas Brothers music.
Don't leave you behind, Carrie.
Where's Larry at?
I'm here.
Oh, you're on the plane. Got it, okay. All right, let's go, everybody. What time is it?
Oh, you're coming.
goes back to Paso. How beautiful is everything?
It's a little wet and rainy, but it's beautiful.
I love it. So many rainbows, though.
And it's green.
And there's unicorns frolicking.
Whoever has been to Paso knows how magical it is.
A blind unicorn.
Wine Unicorn.
All right, here we are. It's time for wine number two.
Woo!
It's our second wine of the night. It's our second wine of the night. It's our final wine, yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's all I got for you guys. I couldn't give you any more.
You got a woo-woo in there for me?
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the woo-woo.
I was channeling Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you, Megan. Okay, here we are at our second and actually final stop of today's episode.
Only two wineries?
We said this was going to be a quickie.
Oh.
All right, so Megan, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Montepulciano by Detente 2019, and it's $40. Mickey, holla, honey boo-boo child.
Holla!
All right, what can you tell us about Detente?
Their website doesn't say too much, but one thing that I found I liked, and it says, easing the tensions, some say in Paso, the East does it better while the others say the West is the best. We're proud of wine we make and those we make it with.
They're trying to make peace between the east side and the west side here. Okay, well, I've got a fun fact myself. Do you guys know by the name of this what type of grape this is? Where it's from?
It's Italian.
Yes, it is.
Italiano.
Montepulciano is an Italian grape. It is the second most widely dispersed indigenous grape variety.
Us Italians get around, I just have to say that.
Right? It's literally the second most planted grape in Italy. Which was the first one?
Come on, Italian girl.
Sauvignon.
Oh, no.
Sangiovese.
Sangiovese?
Yes.
Yes, I'm like,
Sangiovese.
Sangiovese.
Yes.
Oh, like Carrie.
Yes.
Sangiovese.
Sangiovese. I was like, I can't speak today. Sangiovese.
And this grape, or this varietal, this wine typically pairs great with fatty foods. So that's it. That's my only little fun facts. So let's get right into it, you guys. We are having Series 1 Montepulciano, and it is a 2019 by Detente.
$40, make you holler.
Carrie's here. You can ask me too.
How much, Carrie?
$40, make you holler.
Carrie, you're hilarious.
Thank you, Mary.
The color.
For the color, garnet and clarity hazy. What about you, Larry?
I put a beautiful purple, and I actually thought it was clear. What about you, Victor?
And I put a deep purple, but I also put a little bit of ruby in there. I felt like there was like a ruby tint around the outer edges. And I put blackout conditions.
The overall smell and intensity.
Megan.
I put aromatic and intensity. I put strong.
And Larry.
So I actually put inviting and alluring. And now that it opened up even more, I put powerful.
Oh.
Yes, it's evolved.
Oh.
It's been open a while, so.
And I said highly aromatic and powerful.
The aromas detected.
Blackberry, plum, date, some leather, and some white pepper. Not black pepper, white pepper.
Oh.
What about you, Lair Bear?
So I put pepper, cassis, cherry, and cranberry, but like a combined juice mix. And then maybe a little hint of smoke, but like literally a hint. How about you, Victor?
I put blackberry, I put cherry, I have herbal. And that's it. Those are the main ones that I picked up.
The flavors.
We are having Series 1 Montepulciano, and it is a 2019 by Detente.
$40.
The flavors, go Megan.
So I said pomegranate, blackberry, oak, potting soil, And then for the overall acidity, I put mouthwatering, dryness, and sweetness. I said in between. And overall taste, very good.
And Larry, what about you?
Cherry, cranberry combined. And then I think I also got blackberry, black pepper, leather, and cloves. And then the acidity, I got soft and smooth. The dryness and sweetness, I got in between. And the overall taste, very good. How about you, Victor?
Actually, what about Carrie?
Thank you. You keep skipping over me today, so I've been very quiet. Anyways, everything was yummy, so I agree with Larry because he knows everything. So we agree 100%.
We all know that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, you're not very nice to me. I thought we were friends, Megan. Okay, go ahead, Victor.
We are.
I'm starting to feel a little suspicious about this Carrie that we have here today.
Yeah, I think Carrie's an imposter.
I don't know. Something's going on here.
I think it's Lair Care.
I like that. Any name of Larry and Carrie together, that's beautiful. He's my new bestie.
What about you, Victor?
So, I got... For my flavors, I got pomegranate, I got blackberry, I got cassis, I got caramel, black pepper, tobacco also. For my acidity, I thought it was mouthwatering. Dryness and sweetness, I thought it was dry. Overall taste, I thought it was outstanding.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I put long, 45 seconds to a minute.
And Larry?
I got everlasting, 1 minute plus.
And I got everlasting, 1 minute plus.
Yeah.
The balance.
I put harmonious.
And Larry?
I put harmonious. Victor?
I put perfect.
Oh, wow.
The complexity.
I said it was an unsolvable mystery of fun.
Larry?
Unsolvable mystery of fun. There was a lot going on, so yeah. And how about you, Victor?
Actually, I also put an unsolvable mystery of fun.
Yay! Cheers!
Cheers, guys! Yay! We're doing it! Oh, it's only the second time we've had to cheer, so we gotta cheers, you guys. Come on, Larry, you can do it. All the way.
All the way, here we go.
Man. Oh, Lord mercy.
Yay. Hold that, Carrie. Hold that, Carrie.
Thank you, Larry, for thinking about me.
Guess what time it is, you guys?
Wine Vision.
Wine Vision. Story time.
Wine Vision. Story time.
I have one.
Whoa, I guess I don't have to ask who's got a story, because Megan has one.
Yes, I do.
Go, Megan. What's your story?
So, when I think of this wine, I think about curling up to a fire and watching that Netflix series, Medici, which is the Italian Netflix series. There's a lot of hot men in there. Some attractive females, too. It's all about greed and power, and there's lots of twists and turns into the plots. So just like how this wine is an unsolvable mystery of fun, which also segues into my TV show.
I did not see that coming.
Just had to say.
Okay. And Carrie, do you have a story?
I just listened to my Jonas Brothers songs, and you reminded me of that happiness with this wine. That's it.
And what about Larry? Larry, do you have a story?
I do. It's at the winery, actually.
Wow, an at the winery story.
I know.
Story. Wow.
But the thing is, this is actually not at a winery. It is at a tasting room. So instead of me driving up on a dirt road or seeing beautiful trees, I'm driving through the beautiful downtown district. I park.
Meet me.
And then we walk over to the Jeffries Courtyard, which is a restaurant. And De Tante's in there. And we've been wanting to taste that place forever. So you finally get in there. We meet Trevor. He's amazing. I love his energy. They're trying to do different things with their wine from what I remember from their conversation. And I know we're not drinking it right now, but there's a Sauvignon Blanc that doesn't even taste like a Sauvignon Blanc. That's amazing. And this is just a great wine. So that's my at the winery story. Memories of just them doing amazing things. East meets West. There you go. How about you, Victor?
I actually did not write a story down, you guys.
Victor. It just means that mine was that much better.
Victor, that's very disappointing.
I know, but you know what? I can come up with one on the fly. Here, let me taste this real quick. Look, ready?
Can you?
This wine, this multiple channel, takes me on a long, long journey.
Evokes.
All the way back to Italy. And I feel like I'm eating my way through Italy.
Evokes.
And this wine literally brings back those memories of a lot of the wines that we had there.
Evokes.
Because I know that we did have a lot of Montepulciano, so I'm getting a lot of flashbacks from Italy. So even though it didn't create a brand new vision, it took me back to where I've been before. That's my wine vision? Revision? Something or another. Anyways, okay. Montepulciano, thank you for taking me back to Italy.
Total assessment.
We are having Series 1 Montepulciano, and it is a 2019 by Detente.
$40.
Total assessment. Go, Megan.
I would recommend it to everyone because it's just really easy drinking wine. You can have it with really any kind of food. Whether you like wines that are more savory or fruit forward, you kind of get a good mix of everything all together with this wine. So it just really goes with anything and everything that you're eating. Or even if you're not eating, it just pairs really nice with curl up on the couch with a blanket and watching Netflix or something.
Oh, that works. I can totally see that, by the way. All right, and what about you, Larry? Go ahead.
I got highly recommend and for advance. I do feel like there's a lot going on in there, but doesn't matter. I think everybody should still try it. Try this good stuff.
And you, Carrie?
I'm going to go ahead and agree with Larry because once again, he's right. Like usual. Go ahead, Victor. Thank you.
Carrie, what would the Jonas Brothers say?
Oh, they would love this wine. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. I don't know what I'm doing, but do-do-do-do.
I think that's enough of Carrie right now. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in. And I highly recommend this and to everybody because it's a delicious adventure. That's it. Sweet and simple. It's a delicious adventure.
It really is.
So I think all palates would enjoy this from beginning, you know, beginner to intermediate and advanced. And they'll all appreciate it for what it is on their level. That's why I would recommend it to everybody.
On a really serious note, I mean, I really do enjoy this wine. I think they're going to be doing wonderful things. These guys really seem like they have a good collaboration and passion, like I said. So I'm looking forward to seeing future wines from them.
Me too. TV show time. Go, Megan.
So shocker. This wine reminds me of Medici because the show takes place in Italy. It's super complex, but it's very not. It's like a really good show that you can just like binge watch. That's it.
That's it.
That's my show.
Okay. And Carrie, do you have a TV show?
Yes. There was a television show for the holidays. It was a very merry boy band Christmas. I think it was something like that. It was awesome. It was like the boys from New Edition. And I think it was Bao Bip DeVoe. And oh my God, I'm all about the boy bands. Yay! And this wine made me feel just as happy as I sounded right now.
Did you have a favorite moment during that show? And how did this wine remind you of that show?
Yes, when Joey McIntyre and his son were singing together, it was beautiful. And this wine is just so beautiful.
How was it?
Just so beautiful.
Carrie, you seem to be getting a little too excited. So again,
I'm wasted, okay? I'm wasted.
Wine Uniscore.
What's your wine Uniscore, Megan?
I gave it 9 unicorns.
And Larry?
I'm giving it 10 unicorns.
Wow.
Wow. And Carrie?
Yes, 10 unicorns and another 10 for the boy bands. Yay! How about you, Victor?
I'm giving this 10 unicorns.
Wow.
So I'm excited to see what they're going to be doing in the future. So yeah, you guys, that was our two wines on our super quickie episode.
This is my longest quickie.
I guess this is longest quickie? Sure. Anyways, okay. That was a quickie episode. That was your second wine. Yay!
Yay!
Wine Unicorn.
You guys, 2022. What's your 2022 message? Your Happy New Year message. Carrie, any comments, anything?
God bless us, everyone. That's it. Happy 2022.
And Larry?
Let's fucking party, everybody. 2022. Yeah!
And Megan?
If you do good things will come to you. It's all about karma, positivity, all about manifestation. So I'm always about trying to manifest positive things in my life to make sure that positivity is coming my way.
More inspirations from Megan.
I love it. So now as for me, I would like to remind everybody that it's now or never. Now or never, just make the choice to make that change in your life and go after what you want. And it's going to be good for you emotionally, spiritually, financially, in any way. If it's going to help you or others, go for it. Just do it. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. So now or never, because time does not go backwards.
Well, here's to 2022.
Yes. Cheers to 2022. Yes,
cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.
Cheers to 2022. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Wine Unicorn. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to our nonsense.
Please follow us on Instagram at Official Wine Unicorn. Follow us on Twitter at Wine Unicorn. And that's it. Have a great new year. We're so excited to continue the show and so excited to bring you more.
Looking forward to coming back soon.
Yeah.
Sooner rather than later.
Yes, please.
Yay.
It's not really a 3-hour tour, Professor. It's more like a 5-hour
tour. That's true.
My drive up here.
Once again, thank you for listening. So this means that we will see you next
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Bye, everyone.
Bye. See you in 2022.
Team Unicorn.
Unicorn's gonna bring it to you.
A wine unicorn, wine unicorn.
Wine unicorn.
Oh my god, Carrie's gonna kill us.